This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3 o'clock hour at the Ameren Bank Arena, courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Just having an argument, Crowder and I, off the air. About Matas Buzelis. Will he ever be an NBA All-Star?
No.
There's no question he will be an NBA All-Star.
No question.
There's no question. The question is whether he'll be an MVP of the league one day, but there is no question that he will be an NBA All-Star.
So Buzelis is your new Zion.
Yes, I have shifted. This is like backing a presidential candidate that you see no longer has a chance to win, and so you slowly, you do the Homer Simpson into the bushes, and you come out on the other side, and you're backing Matas Buzelis.
Came out with Buzelis jersey on. It's ridiculous.
So, you know, the Masters is going on. I wanted to play a couple things this hour. I love the golf content that we have on our show. We have Solana's famous leaderboard update, which I honestly could listen to for hours on end. We have my Daniel Berger episode.
Oh, that's good.
I feel like we're forced to listen to because out of fairness, fair and balanced. We're fair and balanced. And so we'll do that. We have some Masters stories, too. Darren Revelle was on with us, talked a lot about the history and the concessions that they have there. So I want to do a little bit of that. Let's start, though, a little cat talk for the 3 o'clock hour. Give us a little cat talk, Solana. Boozy.
Rawr, rawr, rawr. Rawr.
Boozy.
Cat Talk is sponsored by my friends over at Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment right now when you go to Hollywood Kia. They're open until midnight. Now, by the way, we want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. Los Gatos are back in action tonight, and here is my Cat Talk. Guys, I thought I lost this hat, Florida Panthers hat, and I found it this morning underneath a box that was set to throw out. And no joke, had I not just kind of gone through it one more time, this hat, this Florida Panthers hat that I wore to the Stanley Cup Finals a year ago would have been lost forever. And I was just so happy, so tickled to find it this morning. I wanted to share it with you guys.
Why are you throwing out stuff in that empty house of yours? Just keep it. You have space.
Just absorb some of the sound.
You get nothing in the house. What are you throwing out?
We were talking before the show started. So Crowder tried that Aperol Spritz yesterday while he was in New York. And I know he's lying.
I'm not. It's terrible.
I know he's lying because he's like, I like champagne. I like Prosecco. Aperol tastes good. It's got a little zip to it. You throw a little Aperol in there. But he brought to the Amarant Bank Arena. You know how he always stops and he gets candy and stuff. So he brought a bunch of candies. One of the things that he brought, and I know people are going to say I'm crazy, but unless you've tried them recently,
you're going to thank me
because I'm warning you here. He brought a big thing of Starburst. I haven't had one in a while. I had one. They're not good anymore. I don't know what they did. They changed the formula. They cut back on the flavoring. Maybe RFK got a hold of them. Something happened. It was like eating just a square of wax. Now, okay. Starburst, I remember being very good.
They're delicious.
I am here to declare on April 10th, this is the new Liberation Day, I am liberating you from Starburst. I am here to declare that Starburst are no longer a viable candy.
And you ate a sweet tart.
That I threw it out.
Tastes like soap.
I threw it out.
So Starburst are garbage. And sweet tarts are garbage.
The sweet tart, he bought these, what are they, big sweet tarts? What are they called?
Giant Chewies.
Giant Chewy sweet tarts. I'm telling you, took one bite, and I had to throw it out. It was terrible. Now, one of the bartenders here, she brought us.
The little cluster nerds.
Clusters.
Yeah, those are good.
Gummy clusters.
Get you
these
an airhead.
Were good. But now, what did we learn? You always buy the stuff that's on sale, right?
Yeah, I do.
Why was it on sale? It's garbage. I think we learned a lesson here. You get what you pay for.
Got some Airhead. Try Airhead. There goes a white mystery Airhead.
I'm not going to do mystery Airhead. But this would take too long. I ain't got that kind of time. I don't have that kind of time. When's the last time you had a Starburst, Solana?
Man, decades.
They're no good.
They're delicious.
And you remember them being very good, right?
Yeah, the pink Starburst, probably on the Mount Rushmore of candy. Wow.
They're no good.
They're delicious. And they have this thing called the Fave Reds. It's all the red colors.
Nah. Waste of everyone's time. Do you think Matas Buzelis will be an NBA All-Star one day?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. They just got to get rid of He's got to play for someone better than that stinky coach they have in Chicago. Now, who is that? Who's their coach in Chicago?
Some guy. I didn't remember his name.
Right? Because that guy, whoever it is, he's killing him. He's stunting his growth.
Yeah.
Who is that guy?
Billy D.
Billy Donovan?
Yeah.
From Florida?
Yes.
Oh, my God. No wonder. No wonder. Hall of Famer? No wonder Boozy is scraping to get minutes. Guy can't make a decision. I'm not the coach. I'm in Orlando. I'm not in Orlando. And nobody knows what that guy's doing.
Buzelis will play for 15 years. He's not.
He'll be a multi-year All-Star.
No, he won't. Mm-hmm. No, he won't, Hawk. Mm-hmm. You attach yourself to people. Who else?
I happen to be right on him. I've talked about him all season long. Solana came around. I know you're coming around on him.
What did he drop last? 17 All-Star numbers.
Two biggest buckets of the game.
Honestly,
literally.
I mean.
He's playing the Heat.
Dagger three.
Yo,
guy was in the slam dunk contest. They don't put scrubs in the slam dunk contest.
And he didn't get one basketball through the rim.
They literally put a D-leaguer. Yeah.
They only have scrubs in the dunk contest now.
And Buzelis didn't have a plan B. He kept doing that same dumb little dunk.
Because he knew he didn't belong there because they had what was that little Mac McClung. He's like, I don't belong here.
I'm an All-Star.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the thing with Lil Boozy Vert. And Hawk, he's been right about this guy all season long.
When I'm right, I'm right. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Listen, I was wrong on Tate Martell, okay? I'll admit it. I'm right on Boozy.
You had Tate Martell leading the Canes.
Listen, I may have been wrong to suggest they fire Paul Maurice halfway during his first season. I may have been wrong. But I know I'm right on Boozy Vert.
Lil Boozy Vert was a consensus five-star high school player, McDonald All-American, and he chose to go to the G League Ignite. Let me tell you what happens to guys who go play for the G League Ignite. Instead of going to play your 1 year of eligibility in college, you go play in the G League, they go there to die, okay? And for whatever reason, This guy was going to be a top five pick, surefire lottery pick, had he just gone to Kentucky or to Kansas or to North Carolina like every other five-star athlete does. He goes to the G League. He doesn't play well. He has to sit behind guys who just jack up threes, and it killed his draft stock. Crowder, this guy was going to be a top five pick. Like, he's legitimately good. Hawk is 100% right. And now that moron, Billy Donovan, is actually playing him consistent minutes, you were watching.
Dude would have been an all-star this year.
Probably.
Yeah, 9-3-1.
Would have with no minutes.
9-3-1.
With no minutes.
That's his number.
So extrapolate that out to 32 minutes a game.
I'm looking at his last five games. Let's say 30 minutes a game. Mm-hmm.
Extrapolate it out to 30 minutes a game. He averages a double-double in his rookie season.
He's basically Larry Bird.
Or Dirk. I was thinking Dirk Nowitzki.
Okay. 11. Yeah. What is that? 12, 6, and 2?
Nah, your math is off.
Mm-hmm. 20 minutes to go to 40 minutes. That would put him at 16. 6-2.
I don't know about that.
That's the math you're speaking of.
I'm not so certain.
He's untouchable in Chicago. I'm not even kidding. He
oh my God.
He's untouchable.
Chicago would rather get rid of Connor Bedard from the Blackhawks than they would Bouzelis from the Bulls. How about that?
They're gonna
How about that?
They're gonna trade him this offseason.
They would rather get rid of Caleb Williams than Matas Bouzelis.
16-6-2.
Send this to Sylvie. All right, I want to get headlines, but I want to play your Masters leaderboard. Was it the Masters or was the U.S. Open leaderboard?
I don't know. I don't remember.
B. Horschel.
All right, let's play this. I bet a future on B. Horschel. I did. I bet him to win the tournament. I did. I took B. Horschel at, let me see, plus 15,000.
Not a bad bet.
Yeah. This is Solana, one of his first ever sports flashes.
Oh, you want to play this now?
This is the Dono and Frito show, yeah? Is this Dono and Frito?
Yeah.
This is the Dono and Frito show. They have finally given Alex Solana, he was Alex Solana back then.
Yeah.
They've given Alex Solana a chance to do the headlines. And obviously, he's a young, up-and-coming broadcaster. He wants to get everything right, so he does his research. And here's how his leaderboard comes out.
Over the PGA Championship leaderboard, as Bjorn is 3 under par right now, tied with B. Horschel and Thompson.
Thompson.
I don't know. I don't know golf. I got to be honest. You good over there, Dono? I don't know their first names.
You couldn't find a leaderboard with the first names?
No, I could not.
Golf expert Alex Solana.
This PGA Championship leaderboard update was brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guaranteed.
You know, it would have been funny if you said this U.S. Open Golf leaderboard update was brought to you by E. Watts Golf Shop. That thing is so great on so many levels. Can you imagine somebody just throwing someone else under the bus as quickly as Solana does there? You good over there, Dono? Dono's like, what did I do? What do you mean, am I good over there? Are you good over there, Dono? Yeah, I'm fine. You're supposed to be doing the leaderboard, dummy. This is the 60 seconds I get to take a drink and stretch my legs. You good over there, Dono?
And he broke the news to all the listeners that he doesn't know golf.
Right, yeah. By the way, I don't know if you know this. I don't know G-Olf. That is a great leaderboard update.
Beyond.
B. Horschel is leading Beyond and Thompson.
It's not my fault,
so Thompson
Tiger Woods.
Didn't even have a first initial?
Where the hell's Tiger Woods that day? All right? Hey, Phil Mickelson, where the F were you, jackass?
<That's> so great.
You know their first names now?
Bro, I watch so much damn golf in anticipation for these stupid updates.
Well, you know Horschel's first name.
Yeah, Doug.
All right, let's get actual headlines here. Maybe there will be a Masters leaderboard update. Headlines brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
They're not sponsored this year, so if I mess them up, no big deal. Nobody's going to be upset at me.
Yeah, so people got upset at the last one.
Edwin Watts was hot.
Let's just say.
They're like, hey, did you hear that new kid, Alex Solana? Let's give him the heat job. He can probably do some games on ESPN3 and put him up to afternoon drive.
He took off for that one.
Let's just say I tried to get rid of that tape, but you played every year, Hawk.
I don't know golf.
You good, Dono?
You good, Dono?
It's really an amazing. It's you such an over amazing there? Reaction. It is such a, like, there's no culpability whatsoever. You know what I mean? I'm thinking of it, if you make an analogy of maybe finishing too fast with your lady, and you just blurt out, "You good, Lore?" like an unbelievable deflection. Yeah. Like, no kind of ownership over your inadequate performance. You good, Lore? All right. I don't know much about SEX. You good, Lore?
Body okay? What?
it's just such a funny reaction to me. You good, Dono? You good over there? Like, Dono was doing something wrong. Poor Dono. He's sitting there. He's like, he's taking a sip of his Italian mole cola because everything he's got to be Italy with Dono. And all of a sudden, like, he's half paying attention. All of a sudden, hey, you good over there, Dono? Dono, you good? What did I do?
Catapulted his career.
Yeah, in the meantime, Donna's on YouTube and Solana's on ESPN.
Justin Rose is your leader. 6 under through 10, he is.
Mm-hmm. It's not J. Rose.
All right.
Jimmy.
Yeah, that's cute.
Jimbo. Yeah.
There you go, Jay Garcia. Okay.
Corey Connors, Scottie Scheffler, and Tyrrell Hatton are in a three-way tie for second place. Connors,
I don't have any of those guys,
finished 4 under on the day, shot a 68. He is plus 1,800 to win the tournament. Scottie Scheffler is your favorite to win at plus 200. He is approaching the 17th hole. He's on the 17th hole right now. Again, 4 under on the day.
All right. Who did I bet? I bet Billy Horschel and, let's see. Oh, DeChambeau as well. Bryson DeChambeau. Anything on DeChambeau or Horschel?
Billy Horschel shot a 77. Ooh, 5 over.
There was a reason he was plus 15,000.
No, he was garbage.
For the show bit.
DeChambeau's tied for fifth, but he's only on the seventh hole right now. He's 2 under. He's plus 1,100 currently to win the tournament.
All right.
Went to the dentist today.
You did?
Yeah. I hate the dentist.
Yeah. Well, I imagine they hate you with all those extra teeth you have.
I hate them, man. It's just pain.
Did they do? You just got a cleaning?
I got a cleaning, but there's nothing enjoyable about going to the dentist.
You don't even have real teeth. Those are all capped.
They clean the caps.
You can't just throw those in the dishwasher.
But my bottoms are still mine, but it's all pain. You want me to put numbing gel on? For what?
Do you even have to brush your teeth? That's actually a good point by you, Hawk. Like, he literally has fake teeth.
That's a dumb point.
Yeah, you just they just throw on some new caps. When
you wash clothes?
Well, you don't have to. You can just use mouthwash.
Like, you use mouthwash, make sure your breath smells minty fresh. But your teeth itself, it's just like you put new leather on the interior of your car. Like, you just fix them out.
And then if that leather gets dirty, you have to wipe it down, don't you?
Somebody texted him, what about the leaderboard update from the year prior? That was great. I forget which tournament that was, but Solana, it had to be the British Open. because he kept giving us the update during the show. Do you remember this? So he's giving us the update, and 2 o'clock hour, he's like, you know, Tommy Fleetwood is in the lead, 2 under par. And then we get to the 3 o'clock hour. Tommy Fleetwood is still in the lead, 2 under par. We get to the 4 o'clock hour. Tommy Fleetwood holding on to that lead, 2-stroke lead, he's 2 under. Get to the 5 o'clock hour. Still Tommy Fleetwood, he's playing excellent round. And then someone texts in and goes, dummy, they're playing in London. It's the British Open. It's over for the day. You keep reading it as if it's a live leaderboard. They're sleeping.
Actually, that did happen, but I also did once give a leaderboard from the tournament that had already
been before. That's what I thought. Right. Because I had made bets.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, a nice performance by Tony Finau. And I had probably seen Finau do well in that tournament the year prior. So I'm like, oh, I'm like a little flyer on Tony Finau here. And he's like, Tony Finau leading the tournament, 6 under. And someone texts in and goes, he's given you the leaderboard from last year. Like, Tony Finau didn't make the cut.
Oh, we are golf guys, Solano.
We are golf experts.
I mean, I kicked your ass in the golf simulator, Crowder. I outdrove you.
Oh, that's funny. We had some golf moments. Here's my moment with Daniel Berger. We are out at the, what was this, the Doral.
Mm-hmm. Doral.
So
yeah.
We're sitting there.
Yep.
And we don't know who's going to come by.
They're just bringing people over.
They say, we're going to bring some golfers over. I remember because this had to be 2016 or 17 or 15, because I remember them saying Donald Trump may come over, and I think he was, obviously he had to have been a candidate at that time.
Yeah.
He wasn't the president. So this is either 2014 or 15, or maybe the beginning of 16, and they're like, yeah, they may bring Trump over, we don't know who's going to come over, and so, you know, in my head, it's like, oh, Tiger Woods is going to walk up, you know, like... But I don't know many golfers.
I don't either.
And we know Solana doesn't. So they come over. We're in a segment. We're doing a segment.
Yes.
And they go, here's the guy. We're in the segment. And they sit someone down, and they put headphones on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Tree is our engineer. And so he pots him up. And so we're sitting here. I don't know who. I literally don't know who it is.
Who he is.
And they hand me a note. This is Daniel Berger. Well,
Google.
Daniel Berger was not.
He wasn't what he is. He's
what he is today.
Today,
you would know Daniel Berger. Back then, we did not know him. So here is the moment Daniel Berger sits down with us, and you can tell very clearly I am just reading Wikipedia.
Going on. Daniel Berger, professional golfer, local guy. How's the course playing today, as a matter of fact?
I mean, he's from Pompano or something.
Yeah, I think he's from like Jupiter or something.
Yes.
Palm Beach Gardens. So,
of course, playing.
I try to be like I'm expecting it. Daniel Berger sitting down with us. The first words out of my mouth: professional golfer. Oh, okay, really? He's a professional golfer. We want to figure that out. The golfer who's joining you at Doral.
Local.
So I go, professional golfer, and then I must see on his Wikipedia, you know, lives in Jupiter, so I change it up a little. Local guy. I'm showing you my knowledge. And then I'm stuck.
And it goes down.
That's it. Now I'm stuck. I've given you what I know. Professional golfer. Local guy.
Yeah. And what you went with after that?
I'm stymied here. Crowder's not helping me out. So I immediately go, you good, Dono? So I just say, how's the course playing? As a matter of fact, which makes no sense.
Zero.
How's the course playing? I could make an argument. Now,
it's a sunny day at Doral. How's the course going to be playing? Like, it's not, this isn't a community golf course that's $14 to get on. So, you know, they could do a better job on the greens. And like, it's pretty well manicured, and it's a nice day out. So the course can be playing just fine. But not only do I ask how's the course playing, I emphasize it with as a matter of fact. Which makes no sense.
Where did that come from?
No idea. I was stymied. I wanted to use up more words. I did. I didn't want it to be like, Daniel Berger's joining us. How's the course playing? Because that, like, I need a big flowery intro, and, you know, so I'm a local guy. Golfer. He's a golfer. You know he's a golfer?
Professional.
He's wearing spikes, and... How's the course playing, as a matter of fact?
As a matter of fact.
It would be as nonsensical as saying, so how's the course playing, true or false?
Yeah. We BS'd our way for about 15 minutes, though.
Did we?
We did.
There's no way we kept him on for 15.
We did. 10, 15? We went 10 minutes.
Because I, you know what I hate? Because I always think it's so obvious. If you're interviewing someone and you don't know them, mm-hmm. like a comedian or someone, we just don't do this anymore. But I used to do that. You know, they would be like, oh, can you have this person on? Can you have that person on? Like, I wouldn't have had Daniel Berger on now. I would have just said no. Yeah. Back then, though, it was just, I was different. I hate when an interviewer just goes, so how did you get into golf? That is so obvious to me that they don't know anything about the person because nobody asks that. We're not doing an in-depth bio here. So you get like a comedian on, and you're like, so how did you get into comedy? And it's like, we're not doing Inside the Actor's Studio here. So I didn't want to say to them, how did you get into golf? What other sports did you like when you were growing up?
Yeah,
who are your favorite all-time golfers? But I wouldn't have had anything else to talk to him about. So if we kept him for 10 or 15 minutes, I absolutely asked that.
Talk to him about the prestige being down here, his family coming out to the tournaments. Yeah, man.
Sounds
it's funny
terrible.
You say that because that's one of my questions on the pivot when I don't know who the hell I'm talking to. So is it nature or nurture? Like, were you made to do this?
You can't feel good about that.
Were you trained to do this?
You can't feel good about that.
I feel great. Get that FanDuel money.
All right. What else do you have in the headlines, Solana? You good, Jimmy? You good over there?
I'm good.
I'll never throw it to Jimmy, Solana. He gonna have a heart attack.
Poor Dono, man.
Dono's been through some stuff at this station.
Right? Between Renshaw and Solana and Frito. He just has been through the ringer.
By the callus. Dono has a callus.
Suit of armor.
I mean, I was looking for a lifeline. Dono, help me out here. I'm struggling.
Yeah, literally say, you know what? Dono, help me out here. I don't know what I'm doing. That's how you approach that. It's on me.
Yeah.
That's my bad. What you did was, hey, Dono, you all right over there? What's going on over there? like you're calling him out for some
reason. Well, would it have been better had I said, hey, Dono, you good over there, as a matter of fact?
Hey, Dono, local guy, professional broadcaster.
How am I doing over here, as a matter of fact?
As a matter of fact. It's a word salad. As a matter of fact, means nothing.
It means nothing. Unless I was referencing something that we had just talked about. But he literally hasn't said a word.
No.
You know what I mean? So if I'm referencing something, he's like, well, you know, one of the things about being a golfer is that as a dad, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you know, as a matter of fact, I'm a dad as well. Like, that's where, but just to say a question and punctuate it with as a matter of fact, it makes no sense.
Of course, playing as a matter of fact.
Your weather from the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954 more. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7.
Somebody says on the text line, that's why those Super Bowl interviews are uncomfortable. It happens a lot. It does. If you listen to Radio Row or watch TV, yep. Like, and they just bring someone over and
They don't know much about them, and it's they become uncomfortable interviews because they're talking to someone that they really know nothing about.
Mm-hmm. I you mess around. We don't do them on this show, but with we do that thing on the with the pivot where we go to like the Super Bowl and the draft,
and they bring everyone over.
Hey, this is the 17th pick, the offensive tackle from Alabama. What up, big man? Ho, how you doing, man? You look good. Yeah. It's awkward. I don't know who the hell you are.
That's what we played on this show when I went to SEC Media Days during the summer.
You were ridiculous.
But, I mean, they just bring over, you know, the random junior from Purdue. And you're like, hey.
So where is Purdue, as a matter of fact?
Man, I almost had a heart attack when all you asked, what was that, Charlie Crist, who was the Wisconsin coach?
Yeah.
When you asked him 20 questions about cheese.
Because I couldn't, what was I going to talk about, Wisconsin football?
That's what the thing was. It's like, what are we going to talk to him about? Hey, Crist is on the way. Who?
Right. From Wisconsin? All right.
Hey.
Cheese.
What's the difference between a mozzarella stick and a curd? What? Don't you just ask
me? But it is a decent question, though, because they both are fried cheese. You know?
What did you just ask this man? Like a stick or a curd? What?
Jimmy the Donk just sent a Photoshop of Solana in bed, underperforming for his woman. Hey, you good over there?
I can relate to that picture.
Oh, my God. I am going to try that out on Lori. There's no question.
Hey, you good over
there? Hey, you good, Lar? I don't know. Are you good?
Tell you the truth. I haven't been good for 20 years. We're talking about this now.
By the way, Crowder, you should have maybe used a disclaimer when telling everybody about your key fob story with your car. You can only use that one time. When you're engaged or married, you buy a new house.
Oh, you're wrong. But I don't use the key fob, but I just always, did you hear something?
Yeah, you go hard.
Is there an intruder? No, we live in a security building. I think David's home. He's in the Bahamas. No, but I do that. Did you hear something?
Solana, you got to hit him with the what's that. You know, you feel the tingle. You got to hit him with the what's that.
You hear something? You hear something?
Huh?
Hold up. Freeze. Yeah. I think I heard something. No. I am literally telling you to freeze.
Hold on. Let me have a house guest. Oh, they walking around. Why are they up so late?
What? Why does the car alarm only go off?
Man, hit that little alarm button.
That is your weather.
Or right. Catch a cramp. You ever use the cramp? My hamstring.
I'm not gonna catch a cramp in 3 seconds.
Boy, I'll shoot that leg out straight.
Oh, 7 miles into a marathon, I'm catching a cramp. I have a 10-second window. How am I going to catch a cramp?
I'll catch a cramp. My whole body's cramped up. Ooh, you got to shoot that leg back. Say it's your hamstring.
I am honestly, like, I am unapologetic in, man, I hope David gets good grades this semester. I will throw anything out there that pops into my head to try to slow things down. You're thinking about David's grades? I don't know. Something just popped into my head.
I think it's a 3.
Freeze! Did you hear that?
You get the 2% earlier today, or did you just go with the whole?
Okay. Mama, you engaged, man. You got to know all the tricks.
Yeah, man. I got to study some game film, you know? Just send me your tips.
Your whole body can cramp.
All right. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. Randy Moeller is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We've got more stuff to get to, so do not go anywhere. We got to give away heat tickets as well, so do not go anywhere.
Y'all want delicious food, then you got to go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. I have been going there 21 years. My man Jose, amazing owner, amazing staff. Y'all got to go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They've been in the Orlando, Florida area since 1951. They know what they're doing. Complete with the they compete or better prices than those big grocers. Get to Delaware. Fresh food. Delicious. They have all the hookups from your lamb, your beef, your veal, your pork, your poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, shrimp, fish, alligator, venison. The frog legs, they have the oysters, the clams, the stone crabs, the snow crabs. I get them all day. Oh, the burgers, the sandwiches, they have prepared food. The fried chicken, roasted chicken. They have the buffalo chicken dip, which is delicious now. But I love the smoked fish dip. It's smoked tuna. You got to try it. All the sides, your meat, your sides, you got to go to DelawareChicken.com. See the entire menu at DelawareChicken.com. When you know what you want, call them in advance. 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Place your order. It'll be packaged and ready. When you get there, curbside delivery is available. They'll bring it to your car because all Jose and his amazing staff wants to do is get delicious food back to your tailgate, your watch party, family dinner, romantic dinner, your pool party, eating by yourself. Just get your food from Delaware. I'm telling you, it's going to be better than other places. They are located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. When y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let's go home, baby!
Hawk and Crowder.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're at the Amerant Bank Arena. Randy Moeller will join us in the 4 o'clock hour. You got Panthers, Red Wings tonight. You will hear the game here on 560 QAM. Somebody texted in, no Tyreek Hill talk. We gave you about an hour and a half of it yesterday. It happened during the show. I don't know if you saw, the Miami Herald had tweeted out, amidst trade rumors and a day after a domestic dispute involving his wife and child, Miami Dolphins star Tyreek Hill was served with divorce papers on Tuesday. His wife, Lakita Vaccaro Hill, says their marriage is irretrievably broken.
Yeah, so,
We talked about it yesterday. I'd like to be done with Tyreek Hill as a Miami Dolphin, and it's not just the personal reasons. I think there's football reasons as well. I think you're going to have diminishing returns, and I think you started to see an unhappy player towards the end of last year, certainly in the final game, and I'd just kind of like to cut bait at this point.
Do I think he's a great human being? No. He's still a top five NFL receiver.
Is he, though?
He is.
Yeah.
You got it. You got Jet. You got Jamar Chase. Can you go much deeper than that? Like, I would – he's the top five. We can argue some other ones. But when talent's going to overcome, but I think it's enough tea leaves or smoke, there's fire of all the things that happened with him and his wife. And I hope she goes off and she's happy and she gets out of this. I think it's a bad situation. But, yes, he's going to be on the team, and if he goes to the right team, he might win a Super Bowl. So if he leaves, don't be upset if he goes and has success somewhere else. But you just have to know. To your point, Hawk, if you're done with him, be done with him. But don't say, oh, Chris Greer made a bad decision, because he's still top 10 guaranteed. I can argue top 5.
I'm looking right now at top receivers in the league. You tell me. Justin Jefferson.
Got him.
Jamar Chase.
Got him.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
He's around there.
CeeDee Lamb.
Yes, CeeDee got him.
Davante Adams.
Too old.
Puka Nacua.
No.
Mike Evans.
Too old.
Nico Collins.
No.
AJ Brown.
Now you're getting into
Malik Nabers.
I'd like Malik over him. Yeah, young and can play.
Devontae Smith.
No. AJ's better than Devontae. They're on the same team.
But before this situation, we talked about the financial ramifications of trading him this offseason, why it would actually be beneficial to wait until next offseason to get out from his what's going to end up being a $50 million cap hit next season. I wonder if this changes that from the Dolphins'
right.
perspective.
Because, you know, again, to make the analogy of the Heat with Jimmy Butler, there were financial implications as to why it was beneficial to keep him for this season. And again, yeah. I hesitate to make an analogy because Jimmy Butler does not have any kind of transgressions like that. So no. I don't like making that analogy right now. But there is a point, again, where it's just diminishing returns. And if the question is, do you think last year's season with Tyreek Hill was a harbinger of what's to come with him and the Miami Dolphins, or do you think last year's season was an aberration?
And that's the thing. And even yesterday, even hearing about the domestic dispute, watching that video of him run to the balcony with holding his little infant baby, like that doesn't make me feel good about him
right.
as a man. But are we putting that in the pot with his football ability? Because I still think he's a very, very good receiver, a Pro Bowl receiver. If Tyree goes to the Pro Bowl next year, would you be surprised?
No.
So we have,
but I would also not be surprised if he didn't go to a pro. How old is he?
32?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't go to a Pro Bowl again.
I think he can go.
31.
Right team.
Just turned 31.
So, and you know what? And that's the thing. Honestly, the decision Dolphins have to make, too. The contract dispute and when it's more advantageous to get rid of him and trade him and what you get back for him, that's all on Chris Greer, and that's a GM's decision. But are we talking about football only, or are we talking about him as a human being?
Right. Well, I think you have to consider both. I'm you know, willing to overlook some stuff. I mean, you saw it in Cleveland with Deshaun Watson, right?
Yeah.
The conversation was about him as a human being, but the football side was so positive that you overlooked what seemed to be really weird behavior from
yes.
that guy. And now the conversation is about football, and you wish maybe that you had taken some of the warnings from personal life.
The personal side.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
a new radio game show, by the way. I'd like you to write that down for the circle back. Solana, harbinger or aberration? Because we could do that with a lot of things. Is this a harbinger or an aberration?
Mm-hmm.
Work on an open for that, Jimmy.
You got it.
All right.
Let me see this.
Let me give away these Heat tickets while you're looking that up. Heat host the Wizards. It's the final game of the regular season. Heat have two games left, right? New Orleans and Washington. New Orleans on the road?
Yes, tomorrow night.
New Orleans on the road, and then Washington, when is that? Sunday?
Sunday, 1 p.m., early, the matinee.
All right, so final game, four tickets. We have four tickets to give away, Heat and Wizards. What caller number do you want to take?
11.
11. 11. 305-567-0560. What are you looking at?
I looked at domestic athletes charged with domestic violence. The first three are my friends.
Mm.
So, but, you know, hell. We're not that good of friends. Floyd Mayweather, did you give up on him? He's a woman beater.
Right.
Randy Moss. Chad Johnson headbutted that lady.
Randy Moss?
Yep. Randy Moss got an 08.
Really?
Yep. Manny Ramirez.
Are these allegations or are these?
These are pled guilty to, charged with.
Well, that's kind of a down.
Dez Bryant, arrested, 2012.
Anything on Matheus Buzelis?
Because
I'm good if that's the.
Daryl Strawberry, we know his story. With Ray Rice, everybody knows that story.
Vile.
Yeah. Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd?
Guilty, 04, domestic violence, pled guilty. A friend of mine, Randy Starks, 06.
I'm done with sports.
Warren Sapp, everybody know he's crazy.
I'm going to start following gamers.
Santonio Holmes, you know Brandon Marshall.
It might be worse, Hawk, honestly.
I was going to make the joke. I had a punchline coming.
But I looked it up to see, like.
Oh, we overlook this stuff.
We overlook
this stuff all the time.
So do you get rid of him because of
I was more towards the end of last season of getting rid of him because of exactly what the Heat went through with Jimmy Butler, which was like, this guy, he doesn't want to be there. He's showing he doesn't.
When it seems like he's going to be there, though, then he's giving you the answers that you want to hear. I'm happy to be here, but I just feel like we've seen this movie before.
Yes, and very sporadic personalities, trolling I'm not fighting for him to be here, but I just want people to know that if you want to get rid of him, don't be upset when he goes and has another 1,200-yard
season. Or doesn't command what you think he might command on the trade market.
You get a third and a seven, and he goes and has 1,200 yards for the Ravens or something like that.
It's everything, though, because you were hoping this offseason, not that he would play good soldier, but he would be committed to trying to make amends for how the season ended last year, and it's been the complete opposite. He's trolling and continuously trolling.
I mean, it's Ja Morant. You think Ja Morant, like, after you get dinged for the thing, okay, you're going to stop, and now you're throwing grenades into the crowd.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, ho, let's go.
Hawk and Crowder.